Again, touching into the simplicity of the practice. What's happened during the day is already gone. What will happen in the future is not yet here. So whatever is happening in the moment. It always happens now. And it's natural to remember the past. And it can be useful to think about the future, to make plans, to think about life. And also when we are aware, we recognize the activity of remembering, of planning, thinking. can be very useful to see what it is that agitates the mind and heart. We want to learn how mindfulness or awareness gets weakened. How does it return? What impact does wisdom have? The Dhamma is a way of life. It's a way of living. So when we understand the qualities of mind that are useful, that are skillful to cultivate, then we want to do this all the time. Increasingly live life through knowing, clarity, clear comprehension, knowing what's useful and timely to do in the world, and we also know what to refrain from, what causes harm or leads to heedlessness. Simply by observing, paying attention honestly, Just being willing to see what's there. Seeing it as nature. And we can take up the challenge. What do I need to learn? Where is the mind a little weak, or the heart not so open? We have so many opportunities to learn, to develop if we keep the Dhamma close. And just as gravity is always happening, whether we are thinking about it or not, aware of it or not, life is lawfully unfolding. The causes of suffering are always arising. Just as the causes for well-being, for joy, clarity and equanimity, when they are there, then it has its appropriate results. So as we close out this last evening of the retreat, Again, you might just bring to mind some of the qualities that were developed, the wholesome intentions that have arisen many times. You might bring to mind the Sangha that we've practiced with here, knowing that it would have been difficult to practice alone for the week if the hall was empty every day. All the work and the yogi jobs, the different ways we all supported being here. This is a harmonious way of spending time. We could say this leads to the good, towards what should be cultivated. And each of us in our own ways have been transformed, not the same mind that arrived. So the world is different. So we are always meeting life the way we're currently conditioned, the qualities of mind and heart, our available wisdom and patience that we have. These qualities are not just for our own benefit. Our families are impacted. Our communities are impacted. And to the extent that we use our clarity, our caring in the world, this world is impacted. If you find it helpful to bring someone or some situation in mind, when there is suffering or injustice, something that's meaningful to you, you might reflect that just as I wish to be free from suffering, to know peace of mind and heart, So too may you be free. May the wholesome qualities of our efforts be shared with all beings. May it contribute to our skillful actions, our skillful speech. May all beings be free from suffering. Thank you for your practice.